to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. In some families, there's unfortunately a lot of conflicts. Siblings don't talk to each other, and this has never been dealt with properly. And it's really quite sad to see friction like this affecting a loving family. And yet, you know, I have a feeling that it's more common than we realise. Families come into a collision over opinions and issues. They don't get on, and I think everyone has conflict of some kind. Occasional tensions or arguments, I think, are normal. Hopefully, things might calm down and people learn to get on with each other. And so if you can't reach a compromise, you might have to agree to disagree. Remember that you can always have your own opinions based on your personal experiences and your values, and you don't always have to agree with your family. But sadly, there are some people who have not spoken to family members in years. It was the former American president, Ronald Reagan, who used to say, "Peace is not the absence of conflict. It's the ability to handle conflict by peaceful means." And I think that's a good definition. It's fair to say most people probably avoid conflict, and when it occurs, it can sour our relationships and our attitudes. The reason that family conflict is so common is due to the emotional connections we have with our family members. We do love them. We'll do anything for them. And although we love them, we do not always like them. An angry response can trigger an argument that can easily get out of hand. One word leads to another, and the trouble lies with how we feel, because feelings are not facts. Feelings can change from day to day depending on what's going on. And if you tend to enter a hostile situation, frustrated, or you're prepared for battle, take a deep breath. Add some logic to what you're thinking. Decide that this time you'll smile through it and make the best of the challenge and let go of those resentments. And you'll be surprised how much less emotionally reactive you become. The Bible is quite clear on the matter of personal relationships. In Romans 12:18, it has this tremendous verse, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men." And that does include your family. Broken relationships can be healed when we invite God into the problem and to seek his guidance, because he knows what's best. He knows how to resolve any situation. A family feud can start out easily and end up with an embarrassing stalemate that drags on. And some of us like to win at all costs, no matter what. Now, that can be dangerous. If you believe you're never wrong, you've got nowhere to move. You can lock yourself into a corner and say, "Well, look, I'm always right." We've got to be careful about that. It doesn't mean you shut down altogether and say nothing. It creates a lingering resentment that can last a long time. A far more effective way is to learn what the biblical principles are for getting on with others. Like the introduction from James in his Epistle chapter 3, "Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behaviour his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom." And there's the key word, wisdom. Living in a family requires a lot of wisdom and understanding if you're going to avoid these fractures and fights. In most life situations, we've got to be wise. James is saying that wisdom is more than words. It's to do what's in the heart, a commitment and lifestyle of goodness and respect. The Greek phrase for good behaviour is actually translated as beautiful conduct. What an impressive way to think. Someone who radiates goodness and sincerity because of their faith in God. James says in 3 verse 16, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there's disorder and every evil thing." If you have a look at James' epistle, you'll see how he explains wisdom in a full way to do with peace and gentleness, being reasonable, merciful, unwavering, full of good fruits, without hypocrisy. And some of us waste time and energy on something that's foolish. Let's try and be open-hearted and generous in our family life. If we do, I think we stand a better chance of preventing World War III blowing up and hurting our relationship with people that we love. I'm not saying, as I've said before, that you've got to agree with everyone, but think first. Fractures in a good family will only get worse with hatred and anger. And when you belong to Jesus, he will give you supernatural grace and power as you seek to resolve conflicts well. It's worth it in the long run. There could be family problems, but they can be solved in the right way when Jesus is part of your life. Heavenly Father, thank you today. We all live in families. Help us to get along well with your help. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.